Right outside the Federal Reserve Building in Richmond at the Occupy Richmond protest, and hear some people drumming, and we have some folks holding up signs saying honk for justice. Not getting as many honks as I'd hope here in Richmond. Gonna try a few little interviews, see what's going on. There was a recent Style article kind of giving the usual dismissal line for this kind of protest. I want to see if anybody's read it, what they think. How are y'all doing? You're not getting enough honks. I want more people honking.
Yeah, you get a whole lot more day by day.
Excellent, excellent.
Hey, that little person.
This is Holden.
What's up, man?
Here you go.
Oh, Spider-Man. That's what my boy back there's doing.
You like Spider-Man.
Yeah, you like Spider-Man? Hey, I'm Spider-Man's twin brother.
You know that?
Yeah, you probably the same. Yeah,
you're right.
Hey.
Looking at some of the signs, Main Street, not Wall Street. Occupy the streets to free our souls. I don't care, I'm on my day off. Occupy. People are powerful. When we fight back, they call it class warfare. Yeah, the use of that term is interesting. So there's tents and tarps and all kinds of stuff. So we're gonna keep wandering around. Peace is free. Need more tents, huh? Well, I think I could help with that. So there's a large blue tarp that you can actually see from a distance as you drive by. The camp is on Kanawha Plaza, so it's right in front of the Federal Reserve, sort of right in the middle of downtown. And 3411. Apathy is a socially transmitted disease. I like that. Wage gap grows, and the whole food line. How are you? Is there an organizational center here? Right here? Right on the blue tent? Okay, alright. So they got a kitchen set up for everybody that's camping out so everybody can have good warm food, which is a good thing to have when it's cold, huh? So how are things going down here? I'm doing a radio show and been keeping up with you all, and I broadcast on Sunday nights.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, here, actually, I'll give you one of my card. You guys, I don't know if the signal comes down here, but you can get it streaming online. I've seen some people with their computers or whatnot.
Yeah.
But what's the status with like the police coming and all that?
I mean, they've been pretty good. You know, they come by checking.
But they're not. They're not gonna move everybody out.
Not for the moment.
Okay,
so
that's good.
We still kind of on guard just in case.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, that's good.
So you know you got to be ever ready. See?
Absolutely, right. Well, especially when we hear what's going on in some other towns. Right?
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
That's probably the reason they ain't not violent enough, because we're, you know, not into the violence.
Right. Yeah, you guys are just kind of chill, hanging out. The place looks very neat.
And
they're
just not setting a good example. You know, getting violent is not an example for the little one here, you know?
Right, exactly.
We got to teach them there's other ways to get the government's attention.
That's right, yeah. And I think overall, you know, most of the groups have been pretty good.
Yeah.
I think
they're paying the pension, but you know, they got some of them hard-nosed people in the offices trying to block it. See?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, want to keep us common folks down.
Uh-huh, right.
And see, I'm just getting sicker. I done got fed up with it.
Right.
Cause like one day, man, I was standing on the corner, the lady said, get a job. And I said, I am on my job.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like some of the rude things people say one day. I had to put my sign down and come back up in here. Cause like, what I wanted
cool
to
off.
Do,
right, yeah.
What I wanted to do.
No, don't for that. Yeah, it's people don't seem to understand, right? They just kind of have a simple.
I mean, it's like, you know, for a minute, you know, a thing, I mean, like, something came in my head, just grabbed that woman and just, like, punched her, talking about, I own you.
Right.
And what I wanted to do is say wouldn't have been coming up
right,
with Jumbo.
Right, so you did the right thing, cooled off, right?
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, like, she really upset me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I thought before I reacted.
Yeah, there you go, there you go. Yeah, and she obviously didn't think, you know, so.
You know, I can't obviously had a hard day at work.
Right, 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 yeah. And she may lose her job next week. And then
yeah.
She may think about that and go, oh, you well, know, maybe yeah. I shouldn't have been so cocky. You know. It's big fire engines, buddy.
Yeah,
so is there like a central spokesperson or, you know,
well,
what would you recommend in terms of talking to people?
I mean, I'm just speaking for myself.
Yeah, yeah,
though,
absolutely.
You know,
right, right, right. Has the media been down here much? Have y'all gotten much media attention?
Well, I think we have.
Uh-huh.
Because I think, you know, a news helicopter will be flying around here so often.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true.
Know,
that's
and,
true.
And see, they're trying to be, you know, they don't realize that we know that they're being trying to be sneaking to see if we're violent down here.
Right,
see.
Right. Well, anybody that comes through could see peaceful folk.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, we got to do this, you know, in a civil manner.
Right, right.
Because, like, you know, a lot of the young people here, they look up to me.
Just like that.
Yep, and I'm not going to, you know, do something stupid.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
That would be, you know, after I done gained, got that respect, you know.
Right.
But people don't realize, you know, that the system affects them as well.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Especially
it's affecting more and more
and
people.
And I think, you know, we're right in a good location around these corporate buildings
oh,
and
absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Right.
I know they'd be looking out their windows.
Right, right. And hopefully thinking, reassessing, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just assuming.
Hey, youngin.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right. I know you better come over here and give me some love, girl. Oh, good, good.
Yeah. That's good.
That's my little buddy right there.
You ready for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, watch out. Put your eye out with that hat.
Yeah, I know what I'm mistaking my kids.
Everybody's listening. It's on WDCE, the University of Richmond station. Like there's, you know, tons of dead airspace, so I just get a slot that works and don't, what? No, hold in. Come on, step. That's not a jump rope. But yeah, I'd heard something on the news that like the mayor was going to, you know, try to clear out. What's the latest on that?
Well, he came
like
down
on the news.
And said he wanted to meet with our leaders, but we don't really have leaders.
Right.
So I don't know exactly, I wasn't here, and I'm not sure exactly what got said, but...
Well,
go ahead.
He said, the last of what I heard, he pretty much came, he didn't really talk to us, as he said, he talked at us for a little political statement. His statement was, I'm the mayor of the city, and I need to force the law. He didn't give us a time of...
Oh, really?
Clearing us out.
Okay.
He said that he would like to speak to our leaders or representatives from our group at a future date. That's pretty
much
as much as we got from
okay.
him.
Okay.
So, as far as we know, we're out here occupying.
Sort of leaving it hanging there, right?
You know? Yeah, you know, the permit was turned out.
Oh, okay.
We do know that much, but. Like,
One avenue for the permit was turned out. Still have city council can still issue us a permit, but that's going to take a lot much longer than the one avenue.
Oh really? No, wasn't some of there were Tea Party complaints that they filed a permit or something,
yeah,
but they got a permit, right?
They reserved the plaza. Yeah, they had to pay $10,000 to reserve.
No,
the
actually it's not $10,000. They just backtracked and said that it's closer to $8,000, but they are still looking at their expenses to see how much money was spent.
Did they reserve it like for the time period that we're in now, or was it just
they paid to reserve it. We just kind of came here.
Right, right.
And here's the thing: they're a legally established organization. They can receive funding, and they're all.
We're not. We're just a bunch of people that showed up.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean
so
that's
we,
something that
so
seems.
We can't. We almost legally cannot. File a permit because we don't have a legal status as an organization.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. So they don't even know how to deal with you unless you're institutionalized.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's very interesting.
And plus, they have
Nightwatch be broken into two.
Plus, they have an issue of
like one group being
was there, was that money donated to them? Well, was that event sponsored by corporate donors? Mm-hmm. Or was it a matter of the people like you and me getting our money together and funding this event?
Right.
If it was the you and me,
I think if you break it down into,
you know, they should get their money back. You should never have to pay to express your freedom of speech.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
But if it was corporate sponsorships, then it sounds like to me the corporations paid money for an attempt to increase their business, which sounds like a bad investment.
Right.
So we're not in, we shouldn't be in the business of paying back bad investments, which
right.
America seems to be doing.
Well, and a corporate sponsored group is, that's not as grassroots as much, right?
No, yeah, that's a phony campaign to control, to get more corporate influence in America.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's...
Do we need five people doing it? Just email it to me.
Okay.
And we could give three slots, like the first shift, the second shift. William thinks we need five, in which case we could leave, you know, early morning shift and then two full slots here, and then a late night shift here.
So this board is for, like, work details?
Yeah,
basically.
There's all three of these boards are coming together.
Trying to get a little more organized.
Good. Yeah.
Because we're all over the place. Like, someone like you comes mm-hmm. on camp and you're not here too often, you can kind of take a look and
see what needs to be done.
See what needs
at a glance.
To be done.
So
see what projects we need. See what supplies we need.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to ask. So if people wanted to come down and support, you'll have a board up that shows what supplies.
Like, yeah.
So you camping out here?
You can put that in the description.
Yeah, I think you can put. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I know you guys are working. I don't want to interrupt. But.
Yeah, I think for these 6 o'clock a.m. yoga at Circle. You know what I mean?
Like, you can just write in that spot.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. You know.
And then there's also this space down here. If people want a footnote, whatever, like explain it or something. It's just extra space.
So you camping out here?
Yes, sir.
Like, what brought you here? It's cold. You know?
It is cold, but there's too much going on, and there's too much going wrong not to take this seriously and not to put my foot down. Like, personally, my biggest issue right now is the gap between us and our government. You know, like, if I send somebody to represent us, you know, whether it be City Hall, the governor's office, or the White House, I feel that our voices should be heard, and I don't think our voices are being heard. I think the corporations' voices are being heard. I think the lobbyists' voices are being heard.
Right.
And if you can afford a lobbyist, I know I can't.
Right,
you know,
right.
Then your voice would be heard. Other than that, you know.
So it does come back to money. So what do you guys think about the so many comparisons made between you guys and the Tea Party?
I think that they have a certain basis in the fact that both movements started out as populist movements to bring power to people, but the Tea Party got co-opted
like by to take part?
Interests that already exist.
In facilitation training!
And at that point, it stopped being a populist movement.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it now, boy, food!
So I think that's really cool, because it's sort of an old technology.
Yeah.
But you guys are wired, you're wireless down here, I see, you know.
Yeah, we're not allowed to use amplifiers, so we have to use the people's mic.
Hey, be careful.
That Tea Party issue has been a big issue that's been coming up a lot this week.
Uh-huh.
One way I like to tell the reporters that asked that question a lot is that the Tea Party took a stance, and when they did that, they said, we're for this, we're for that, and we're for this. So unless you're part of this, that, and this, if you don't agree with those things, you're not part of us. You're not a member of us.
Right.
You don't belong with us.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did that, they marginalized themselves. And so you see now their support is down to 30-some people.
Mm-hmm.
30% of people, if that.
Right, right.
About when George Bush's approval numbers were when he left office.
Yeah,
and they were often very political stances,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they were very extreme stances, and sometimes they were stances that just didn't play any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they marginalized themselves over and over again. So that when they criticize us for not taking a stance on a single issue or having a single declaration, they don't understand that's our biggest strength. not our biggest weakness.
Right, right.
That's what's keeping us going. That's what's keeping people interested and keeping people saying, you know what, let me find out more about this myself.
Broader
instead
appeal.
Of just being told by the media, this is what they're for.
Right, that's a good, yeah, that's a good point.
And it brings people out here. So what are y'all doing here?
So you have a lot of people coming through and kind of asking, really? That's
and
great.
Because the problems with this country are not something you can put on a sign and,
yeah.
and read in
you
a...
You can go take a picture of it.
It's a bumper sticker.
You can't just, right. You can't put it in a bumper, you can't fit it on a sign, and you can't do it in a soundbite. It's got to be something you explain in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's multiple things. It's a broad issue. And the only way we can explain what we're doing here is through conversation and education. And that is where the Tea Party can never
understand.
Can you
get it any more talk than that?
Right. All right. We'll encourage people to come down and ask questions.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely. We'll welcome everybody to come here.
For good music, you know. Oh, sorry. Let's step out of the way here. Thank you, guys. That was good. I'm going to play it on the air tonight, so.